Live in studio, we have the writer Jonathan Ceniceros. Hello, Jonathan.
Hello.
And the director Heath Collins. Hello, Heath.
Hello.
And they're both on The Cruise, which is being presented at the LA Theater Center downtown. Now, Abby and I just saw this, and we're going to try to piece together a description with the creators watching this.
Because the director and the playwright wouldn't do this until we tried to do it.
Exactly.
So would you like to go first, or shall I?
So there's a man and his son, and he's a lecturer on the cruise ship, and they meet.
Oh, okay. Well, I was going to go a completely different direction and say it was a gentle comic drama that takes place on a cruise ship that amazingly, in a very gentle way, deals with father-son relationships, sexuality, cultural identity, passing, assimilation, and bloody colonial history.
And
it's very funny.
Yeah, because the other couple they meet have voted their conscience, not their sanity, as I believe the way it was put. And there's a...
Or their sanity, not their No.
No, she voted her conscience. He voted his sanity.
All right.
And there's a mysterious German tour director.
Played the role of Julie, if we're doing the...
Yes,
with a surprisingly...
Okay.
But yes.
Different name.
So
how would you put it?
Danish
Yes. Greatest and...
Pan-European.
I know. He is. He's got that mysterious,
to that.
Malleable accent. He could be from anywhere.
So how would you put it? And how did we do?
Very well. Very well. Certainly it's a father-son comic drama. Certainly it traverses those themes that you mentioned, I think it's so close to me that it's personal, but it's also universal in scope. And
I think you nailed it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the director. So this is a, we're not going to make you do this exercise either, unless you want to.
I don't know what exercise.
The director is describing what it is, but it is a wonderful play. What drew you to this play?
Initially, it was the father and son thing. Just because I think that functions. I know there's certainly a very different relationship between a mother and a daughter, but here's an older version of what I'm supposed to, in some way, try to become, or some way like, oh, that's my model. So that relationship initially, and if that's the person you're looking to isn't around, either physically or their own identity and the way that they've navigated the world is a mishmash of shape-shifting and trying to assimilate and trying to pass and trying to conform in different ways, and that you don't see that if you're a son and your father isn't around that much, and when he is around, you're seeing this different versions of him all the time. Like, how do you define who you are? And I think that bounces off of interesting larger themes like colonialism, of like, oh well, how do you know what you are? How do you if there's the history book version and then there's the passed down oral history version.
I'm going to interrupt you just for a second, just to like put this in context. The whole play takes place on a cruise ship.
On a luxury cruise
ship in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
And the main characters are all come from very different backgrounds and experiences and come together, but they are all somewhat adrift, so to speak.
Right.
And it's sort of in the backdrop of this colonial history, this very ugly colonial history of that.
And the cultural dislocation and seeing the play, and it's what has illuminated for me, is the fact that you have these characters, really all of them, who are kind of performing. They're not quite play acting, but they're borrowing for their, like, what they consider is their strongest suit, or like, and not for self-aggrandizement.
Mm-hmm.
But to simply survive, to fit in, to survive, if you will.
Well, and before we get too intellectual, I feel compelled to mention that the son is young, gay, cute, and spends the second act in his board shorts.
Details.
And topless.
Okay.
And topless.
Details.
So back to the smart stuff. Carry on, gentlemen. So now this is being
you
done.
You speak of Mr. Kenneth Lopez.
Yes.
We've objected.
They're all delightful. And his dad is played by Rick Salinas from Culture Clash.
Yes.
For you Culture Clash fans out there.
And Rick was the first person I approached to do this.
And oh, really?
He was so generous to say, and I had just met him, and through mutual friends, and he said, send me the script and we'll see, And this was wow, 4 years ago? This mm-hmm. is 4 years in the making.
Wow.
Yeah.
One of the key things in this is that the central character is a young gay man, and he is also the father and son are pochos.
Right.
You know, and there mm-hmm. this is very much looking at those two identities coming mm-hmm. together. And I'm just curious, what does that word and what does that mean to you guys? Or that intersection of gay and sort of the pocho?
Well, that's two. That's like a twofer right there. But I mean, like, pocho is usually a derogative term.
Right.
But
oh,
I think,
because they've got a
exactly.
comedy show here called the Pocho.
It's a kind of reclaim, and it's also a kind of there's more pochos out there than you think. You know what I mean?
And ooh, am I a pocho?
And it's just a function of time plus, you know, mm-hmm. just people assimilating mm-hmm. into the culture, and yet at the same time, it's still a point of contention because there's a kind of blithe, you know, acceptance of like, oh, I'm just going to be Americanized and da 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 da.
And that's what that term refers to,
right.
is like an
it's
Americanized.
It's a kind of dislocated individual who's not close to his or her roots, Latino roots, especially Mexico, doesn't speak the language or doesn't speak it very well, and doesn't really care. Or they hide from not caring or all of the above. Right. So that's what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah.
But there's an elastic definition there somewhere.
Well, now Heath Collins doesn't strike me as a name with a lot of Latin roots in it.
No.
Did you find your inner pocho?
You're the first person to tell me that.
Well, I wasn't just going to call you white boy. But.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. It's pretty. If you could see in the booth, I'm Casper the Ghost. I think on a very simple level, it's somebody that doesn't fit in, whether that's growing up in Texas and being not a football player and not like and being a theater weirdo and having wildly, wildly conservative parents and being very, very progressive and like not having or, you know, moving around 8 or 10 times through your childhood. There are ways into what that is on a just human level. And then I have the luxury of I can hide from that because I'm white, and you look at Jonathan and already have like a certain assumption based on his skin tone, so I don't have to bear that aspect of it. But getting a layer under that and working on the play of like, well, what is it just not to fit in? What is it to fake it? What is it to to feel like I don't have capital or currency in a situation?
Well, none of us got to the studio because we fit in too well. So I'm curious, though. This is being done under the umbrella of the Latino Theater Company, who's mm-hmm. running the space down there. Is this their like token gay project? Is this the first thing they've done under this?
I'm not sure.
How much dealings have you had with them? And
they have been amazing. They've been very supportive. Jose Luis Venezuela, they just wanted to do it. We had a reading of it, and they liked it. They have their posted mission statement outside the theater. It's basically welcome immigrants, welcome everyone, mm-hmm. welcome despite, you know, whatever walk of life and creed, come on. Yeah,
we're looking at their thing.
We embrace all races, all religions, all countries of origin, all sexual orientations, mm-hmm. all gender identities, all immigrant statuses. This is the Los Angeles Theater Center. This is your home.
Okay, and
I mean, that's pretty cool.
Quick and dirty, because as always happens,
we have no time.
Who is your audience? Who's the audience you want for this, and what do you want them to walk away with? But in 20 words.
Santa Barbara to San Diego. Just a theater going public, and people who are new to theater who want to see a compelling story. Well done.
Great. And you did that.
Thank you. So that is The Cruise. It's at the LA Theater Center. If you want more information, it's vlatc.org, and it runs Thursday through Sunday, opens March 16th, and runs through April 9th. Thank you so much, gentlemen,
Thank
for coming.
You.
And
Thank
I wish
you.
We had more time.
I know.
Always I wish we had more time when we have live guests.
Well,